Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we'll take a look at our livestock futures as they closed yesterday. Feeder cattle futures finished positive. And I guess the live cattle and hogs really kind of up and down yesterday once again.
Yes, they were, Dave. And what's interesting is we had a third straight session yesterday of our cattle complex starting off a little bit on the lower side, but by the end of the day, closing on a positive note. Now, also for the second straight session, the feeder cattle scored new all-time record highs. And news-wise this week, it's been pretty quiet for our cattle complex. And we did see yesterday choice box beef down 4 cents. Select boxes were down 98 cents on a great movement of 211 loads. I believe that's the largest box beef movement we've had since back maybe in February of 2013. Now, the daily cattle slaughter was estimated 114,000, and the cash feeder cattle index was down 15 cents yesterday. Speaking of feeder cattle, the September contract, futures and options, expires today. At the moment, December live cattle, 5 cents higher. October feeders are 17 lower, and December lean hogs, $1.12 lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
It's the fall bull sale of Express Ranches coming up Monday, October 6th, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express will be offering 1,600 head total to sell. A big, stout, predictable set of 275 Angus bulls will be offered. Genomically enhanced EPDs will be available on those bulls. Also, 500 commercial springbred heifers, 100 fall calving pairs will be available. Information, you can get it at expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches, fall bull sale, October 6th.
Well, Tom, as we step back and take a look at our grain futures, grains were positive across the board yesterday.
Yes, they were, which is something kind of unusual. The trading and the closes were mostly positive for the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans. Despite the higher trading, there was really a lack of fresh news, especially anything price bullish. Now, it's interesting to note that since the highs were made back in May, November soybeans have declined almost $3.50. December Casey wheat has declined just over $3, and December corn almost $2 to the downside. Now, next Tuesday is our quarterly grain stocks and our small grain summary. The small grain summary will show us our final wheat production numbers. At the moment, December Casey wheat's down 2.25 cents. December corn's up 0.25 cents. November soybeans trading 2.5 cents higher. December cotton yesterday made a new contract low, and today it's down 4 points. November crude oil is 70 cents higher. December dollar index is up 41 cents, making a new contract high today. And we're looking at December Dow Jones futures 14 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
You can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for your time today. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.